I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Ree Drummond. I'm a writer, blogger, photographer, mother, and I'm an accidental country girl. I live on a ranch in the middle of nowhere, and all my recipes have to be approved by cowboys, hungry kids, and me. Here's what's happening on the ranch. It's a big day of feeding calves, cows, cowboys, kids, and me. Everyone's getting fed around here. I'm getting ahead the night before, whipping up French breakfast puffs. Then I'm making the gang a hearty rib-sticking lunch of drippy French dip sandwiches. And for dessert, individual chocolate-baked fudge, a perfect meal after a busy morning on the ranch. Welcome to my frontier.
Okay, now shake it up.
I bet the cows are hungry.
Yeah.
That's good, isn't it?
We have three bottle calves at our house right now. The kids are giving them their evening feeding. It's just like having babies. They're gonna have to feed them again tomorrow morning. Now, meanwhile, Lad and Josh have a big day of feeding cattle all over the ranch, so I'm getting a jump start on breakfast. I'm gonna whip up some French breakfast puffs for two reasons. First, they're delicious. Second, they're portable. Now, I've got 3 cups of all-purpose flour in a bowl, and I'll add 3 teaspoons of baking powder, a teaspoon of salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg. I learned how to make these from my 9th grade French teacher, Mrs. Smith. I mean, Madame Smith. She gave me this recipe and my mom and I made them once and we fell in love with them. They are so delicious. Okay, I'll just stir the dry ingredients together. Now those are ready. Now I'll use 2/3 of a cup of shortening. Just throw it right into the mixer. And then 1 cup of sugar. And then I'll just mix this together. These actually aren't puffs, they're really more like muffins. And what's delicious about them is what you do after they bake. They're coated in a butter, cinnamon, sugar mixture. They are absolutely addictive. I love them. I've been eating them since I was in the 9th grade. How old was I then? 15, oh my goodness. I won't say how long ago that's been. I'll turn the mixer to low, and I'll just crack in 2 eggs, hoping not to drop the shell in as I go. I've been known to do that. Now, I'm gonna alternate adding the dry ingredients with 1 cup of whole milk. So I'll just spoon 2 spoonfuls of the dry, give it 1 second to mix in, and then just drizzle in the milk. The kids and I both like to name the calves. We get pretty attached to them. They have such great personalities. They all look different colors. They're so sweet. And I have to say, my youngest baby is now 8, so it's kind of nice to have babies around the house again. Is that weird? I think it is. Okay, almost there. A little bit more milk. And then I'll go ahead and tip in the rest of the dry ingredients. And it's pretty much all mixed together now. This is a super easy batter. All right, now I've got a greased muffin pan, and I'm gonna use my trusty scoop to get them into the pan. All right, now these are gonna go into a 350-degree oven for 20 minutes or so till they're nice and golden.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Bye, Key.
Dang, good job. She's such a
baby. Okay, guys, let's head back to the house.
All right, the puffs are all baked, and now it's time to coat them in the good stuff. I've got 2 sticks of butter that I nuked in the microwave, 2 cups of sugar, and I'm just gonna sprinkle in some cinnamon and stir it together. I love these French breakfast puffs because you can make them the night before and they're still really delicious the next day. And you can also make them ahead of time and pop them in a freezer bag, put them in the microwave when you wanna eat them. They're so good. All right, got the cinnamon sugar all mixed, and now it's time to coat them, and this is my favorite part. Just grab one of the puffs, and I'm gonna dunk it completely into the melted butter. I want the surface of the puff to absorb a little of the butter, and then I'm gonna throw it next door into the cinnamon sugar, and you want the puff to be really moist so that when you roll it around in the cinnamon sugar, it completely coats it. Then I just keep rolling. I want there to be a really, really thick layer of cinnamon sugar. Oh, I love these things. I love you, Madame Smith. Thank you for sharing them with me. Okay, I think I've got this about as coated as it's gonna get. I'll set it on the rack, and then I'll start with the rest of these. I'm just gonna pack these up, and they'll be all ready for the morning. They are so good. Got the puffs all packed up. I'm gonna take them home to the family, but first I'm gonna drop by Cowboy Josh's house and give him a couple for the morning. I left the kids at the house to get up and around a little bit. I wanted to run up to the lodge and get the meat in the oven. We're having delicious, drippy French dip sandwiches for lunch. I made a yummy rub last night, so it would be really flavorful today. The rub is just salt, pepper, thyme, and ground oregano, and I just stirred it around, rubbed it into the meat really, really well. Then I covered the meat with plastic wrap and kept it in the fridge all night. Now I'm gonna roast it, and then later I'll slice it up and make a delicious au jus for sandwiches. It's gonna be so good.
The pasture we're going to feed now, we've got about 260 cows. And about 60 calves on the ground. Josh and I each have our own pastures that we feed. He takes care of more up by where he lives, and then I take care of the stuff that's more around where I live.
All right, here's the beef. The spices have been sitting on it all night. It's gonna be so flavorful. I'm just gonna put it on a rack. Oh, this is a beautiful piece of meat. The guys are gonna be so excited. Just gonna put the fat side up. And the beef is gonna roast at 475 for about an hour. It's gonna be nice and medium rare. And while it roasts, I'm gonna go feed the calves and scoop up the kids.
Do you like them, boys?
Yeah, they're good.
Charlie, speak.
Abigail! Paige, would you go help your brothers carry the bag of feed, please? They're having a little trouble. While Josh and Lad are out feeding the cattle, we're here feeding the babies. Everybody's got to be fed on the ranch today. You may not know this, but some farm and ranch people call meringue calf slobber for obvious reasons. Alex and I like to race to see who finishes their bottle first. Looks like I'm a winner, Alex. Good job. Oh, I've got meringue all over my jacket. All right, guys, come on, let's go. We got the calves fed. Let's head on up to the lodge and I'll make lunch while you guys play, okay? Come on, Charlie. Come on, Charlie. You can do it. Now the beef is ready, so I'm gonna move forward on lunch. I've still got some humans to feed around here. This beef smells so good. When I walked into the lodge, it was like heaven. All right, I'm gonna move the beef over to the cutting board and let it rest for a little bit. And now I've got a bowl. I'm gonna pour off most of the fat from the drippings. I want some of this flavor, but I don't want a lot of the grease. Okay, now I'm gonna make a yummy au jus to dip the sandwiches in. So I'll crank up the heat. And then I'll throw in some sliced onions. I sliced them pretty thinly. The flavor is what I'm after. And then 4 cloves of garlic that I minced up. Now I'm just gonna let these cook for about 5 minutes until they're nice and soft. Okay, the onions look absolutely amazing. They've got great color. So I'm gonna pour in a can of beef consomme, just a nice deep beef flavor. I'll also pour in a can of beef broth. I want this liquid to have lots of different layers of flavor, so I'm adding lots of different things. Then about a tablespoon of soy sauce, a couple of tablespoons of Worcestershire, and then I'm gonna throw in just about a tablespoon of sherry, maybe a little more. My whole point here is to not have an overwhelming flavor from any of these. I just wanna add a little bit of everything. And then I'll pour in a cup of water. And then this is a little bit unconventional, but I'm gonna rip open a package of French onion soup mix. I think it gives the liquid such wonderful flavor, it makes the sandwiches really, really good. So I'll just stir those in. Needs quite a bit of black pepper. Give it a nice zip. Now I'm just gonna bring it to a boil. Then I'll reduce the heat and let it simmer for about an hour, and it is gonna be delicious.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We're having a big day of feeding on the ranch. Lad and Josh are still out feeding cattle. The kids and I fed the calves earlier. They're outside playing now, so I'm going to move forward with lunch. For dessert, I'm making baked fudge. It's one of my all-time favorite desserts, and everybody loves it. I've got 4 eggs that I beat just slightly in the mixer, and I'm adding 2 cups of sugar. Now, I'll just give this a quick mix. This is such an easy thing to make for dessert. It tastes very impressive, like you've spent a long time on it, but it takes no time at all. Okay, that's all mixed together. Now I'll put in 4 heaping tablespoons of cocoa. And when I say heaping, I mean heaping. So heaping that it's falling off the sides of the spoon.
This is one of the easiest chocolate recipes I have. And then 4 tablespoons of all-purpose flour. I don't level off the tablespoons for the flour. As I said, this is an easy recipe. Okay, and then 2 teaspoons of vanilla. Just splash it in. Okay, now I'll turn the mixer on low. And then I have 2 sticks of butter that I melted and I let it cool a bit. And I'm just gonna drizzle it into the mixer and let it just gradually mix in. This is just like the baked fudge my grandmother used to make. I've been eating it all my life. I love it. Okay, I'll just make sure that's all mixed together. That's perfect. And that's it for the batter. It is so simple.
So we got the first nail done, and then I fed them a little. Now I'm gonna unroll the second bell, and then I'll feed them a little more.
I'm gonna bake the baked fudge in little ramekins, and then everybody can have their own. And I've got an ice cream scoop just to make it easy. Baked fudge is so wonderful. It's a cross between chocolate pudding, chocolate cake, brownies. It's sort of like a brownie that hasn't been allowed to cook all the way through. It's really crispy on the outside and then gooey and chocolatey on the inside. It's really, really wonderful. They're good on their own, but I usually serve them with either whipped cream or ice cream. I'm gonna give the guys vanilla ice cream today. I love these with coffee ice cream. It's one of my favorite desserts in the world. I'll have just enough for all the ramekins. Okay, now I bake the baked fudges in a water bath. So I've got some hot water and I'll just fill the pan around the ramekins about halfway full, being very careful not to splash hot water into the ramekins. I've done that before. Baking them in a water bath just ensures that the inside stays really soft and gooey, and then the outside will have a nice crispy crust. Oh, I love these things, they're so good. Now I'll put them into a 325 degree oven. That's pretty low, but they'll bake about 40 to 50 minutes. They'll look totally done on top, but they'll be nice and soft and gooey in the middle. These are so good, it's gonna be hard for the guys to wait till dessert. Move forward on assembling the drippy French dip sandwiches. The first thing I'll do is turn off the heat, and I'm gonna drain this luscious cooking liquid that's been simmering all this time. Stand on my tippy toes, and I'm gonna pour it through a really fine mesh strainer. It's gonna strain out all the onions, all the pieces of pepper, all the little impurities, and I'll be left with this really yummy liquid for the sandwiches. I'm just gonna turn up the heat. Make sure the liquid stays really warm. Now I'm gonna slice this beautiful beef that's been resting. I'm using the sharpest knife I could get my hands on. And I'm just gonna slice as thinly as I can. It takes a very steady hand. I want the pieces of beef to be thin enough that I can sort of pile them on the sandwiches and there won't be one big thick piece. More like shaved roast beef. There's plenty of sauce, so I'm gonna serve little dishes of it, and the guys can just dip the sandwiches as they go. Okay, that's enough meat to get me started. I'll start assembling the sandwiches. I have these really crusty deli rolls, and I buttered them and grilled them so they'd have a really crispy surface. Now, I'll just get a little bit of meat, and then I'm just gonna dunk it straight into the warm cooking liquid. Oh my goodness. Then I'll just plop it on top. I think that could use just a little bit more, especially if it's my husband's sandwich. Dunk it in, pile it on. Oh, and what the heck, one more piece. You can't have too much beef on a French dip sandwich. All right, perfect. Now the beef is nice and hot, so I'm just gonna take a piece of cheese, stick it right on, pop the lid on, and the warm meat's gonna melt that cheese instantly. Now that is a sandwich fit for a cowboy.
Okay, well, I got most of the feeding done, so I think I'll go up to the lodge and see what Rhea and the kids are doing.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, Toddy.
Hello, guys.
Hey,
y'all ready for lunch?
Yeah.
I'm just serving it up. Perfect timing.
What's for lunch, honey?
We're having drippy French dip sandwiches.
All right.
Here you go, honey.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
That looks good.
Seeing all the cows eat makes you hungry.
These sandwiches are really good, Mom.
You can't beat a French dip sandwich, can ya? Work up an appetite, right, Josh? We gotta get some more bottles. We don't have enough bottles for the number of calves we have.
That's good, because I got another one in the trailer for you.
You got another bottle calf for us? All I want for Christmas are more calf bottles. Who's ready for dessert?
I am.
Hey, Paige, you want to help me hand these out?
Yeah.
There you go. We'll just have a little assembly line.
I better taste that, make sure it's not poisonous.
Yeah, that's real nice of you, Daddy.
Yeah.
Well, as of right now, every living thing on the ranch has been fed today. My work here is done. Honey, you're making dinner tonight.
But you gotta go help Josh fix fence.
Forget what I said. I'm happy to do it. For recipes from this episode, go to foodnetwork.com/pioneerwoman.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.